It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Also nice enough to give us a little bit of time today as well, as they get ready for Dallas on Sunday, is Jerry Gray from the Atlanta Falcons coaching staff. Coach, how are you?
What's up, Coach?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing outstanding.
Doing well, and we certainly appreciate the time as you guys are getting ready for a big one on Sunday at home. Let me just start with this group of DBs. Obviously, you know, you played as a DB. You've coached DBs and defenses for a long time. How much fun is it coaching this group and a group that you can trust like these guys that you've got back there?
Oh, man, it's always fun to coach guys that you can trust and know that they're going to go out there and do what they're supposed to do. You know, there's going to be some adjustments we got to make during the game, but the good thing is those guys, they bring questions to the table. You know, if we mess this up, how can we go fix this? You know, I did this on the field. So that when they're communicating and we're communicating, that makes it so much better as coach, because I'm used to players talking to you, telling you what they're want to do, how we can make it better, other than them always being a listener and then going out and doing exactly what the coach says. Sometimes that works, but when the players take it over and make it theirs, that becomes a lot better team, and the secondary is getting that way.
Jerry, when you, I mean, like Andy said, you've been around, you've been doing it a long time as far as the NFL defenses and everything. Jerry, is it? Do you believe in the, it's from the front to back, or is it from the back to front?
Well, I think it's a combination. Let me tell you why. Like, say, for instance, if the quarterback gets the ball out fast, the rusher never going to get there, right?
Right.
So as a defense, then we got to cover better and make the quarterback hold it. If a quarterback is a long dropper, hold the ball longer, then, of course, the rush is going to get there and then less pressure on the coverage. So to me, it's always a combination between those two. You know, even though I'm a defensive back guy, I know if it's 2.5 seconds or less, the D-line's not getting there unless you just got a clear run at the quarterback. So we have to be realistic about that. So now, hey, DBs, how can we help the D-line rush better? That means quarterback hold the ball longer. And if he's holding the ball, ducking and stuff like that, then somebody's eventually going to get there to him, and now we got a better chance of getting the sacks.
Falcons assistant head coach Jerry Gray joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I think a lot of what Jesse Bates does is obvious to the layman like myself. I see the interceptions, I see the forced fumbles, stuff like that. What are some of the nuances, like things that you notice in Jesse Bates' game that we might not notice on a Sunday basis?
Well, probably more so leadership. You know, that can't be put on a piece of paper. I watch him during the course of the week. You know, I watch it when he comes up here on Tuesday when that's their off day, and he gets the whole DBs together and say, hey, come up here 10:30. Let's make sure we watch film together. Let's go through some calls, do some stuff there for about an hour when they don't have to. So that's one leadership that the people may not know. And then during the course of the week, hey, how can we do this? How can we do this better? He's always asking questions, you know, even to Jimmy, even to Rye, how can we do this better? That's what I think that a lot of people don't see. They see a good football play on Sunday, but they don't see the extra that you do to make this team better. And I think, you know, he's one of the better ones I've been around.
Well, you know, Ross talked about, you know, not worried about stats. We talked to DC a couple weeks ago. We talked to him not about the stats.
Well, stats are for losers.
We know that, Jerry. Yeah. But and it's people, we sit back and we're like, where are the sacks at? Where's the pressure? Mm-hmm. Where's the pressure at? In your eyes, are you close to getting there as far as like maybe trying to affect the quarterback more than the team has so far this season?
Yeah, you know, to me, I think, you know, getting the quarterback down, of course, that's the ultimate goal.
Right.
But if you get the quarterback off the spot and we're in good coverage, then that means that you've done your job. You have affected the quarterback. You know, it may, the sack number may not be big, but the good thing about what I think we're going through right now is that we got some guys that are really close, that's understand that they're close, and then we also got some guys on the back end to say, let me cover a little bit longer so they can get there. And then, and you're winning. So think about it. We're sitting here at 5-3, and we're still fixing stuff to get better. And I think that's a great sign for us, is because we know we can get better and play better, and we of course, the ultimate goal is to win.
What's the about obviously getting better, of course, throughout the year, week by week, month over month, and all of that. What's the next item or two on your checklist as a defense to play more complementary football? And I know the offense has tried to stay on the field a bit longer in time of possession and third downs and all of that. What does the defense need to do to take that next step to play better complementary football and improve week over week?
Well, to me, I think the big thing is we started off, you know, hey, we got to stop the run, we got to stop the run. And then there's something else that pop up, oh, you got to get sacks, you got to get sacks. Then all of a sudden it says no explosive plays, no explosive plays. So all three of those, you know, hey, stopping the run, eliminate explosive plays, don't give up touchdowns, I think that's the ultimate goal with the defense. And then the sacks are going to come, the turnovers are going to come, because now people start forcing stuff. And then that makes it way better. But to me, the three team things that we just talked about, stopping the run is a team stat. Yeah. Getting off the field on third down is a team stat. You know what? Don't give up touchdowns is a team stat, because nobody knows who didn't give up the touchdown. So once we get to that, now the next step is the individual stats is a fact. You know, and we do want to glorify one guy, but it's also 10 other guys out there helping you get that sack. And I think that's the biggest thing that's missed, that everybody wants a lot of sacks, but if it's not a team stat, you really don't win the Super Bowl. I have not seen one team that led the league in sacks that won the Super Bowl. It may be a long time ago, but I know a couple of years ago, Philadelphia Eagles had 70-something.
Yep.
They lost to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep,
you know,
great.
And
yep.
Guess what? Yep. They walked away with not a ring. And they have the most sacks in the history. So to me, I'm not saying that to disqualify sacks. Of course we want them, but we also want to win.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, Jerry. That's the most important thing is winning. And we got one more for you as far as this week's opponent. Obviously, we know, you know, the star on the helmet and all that hoopla and everything, but they have some really good football players, especially on their offensive side. Well, what kind of, you know, things do they pose a problem for this defense possibly as we get ready for Sunday?
Well, you know, number one, they got a great quarterback. You know, Dak, incredible guy. I watched him over his career, played against him a couple of times. Really, really good, big competitor. The offensive line is very big, huge guys. Trust me, they're really big. And then, you know, you go to their skill. They got three of the top running backs, you know, that have played in this league. And then, you know, they're probably getting the young guy back, 23. And then you look at, of course, CeeDee Lamb. You know, you look at him, you got a guy targeted 17 times in one game. That's a lot. And so, you know, and all the rest of the other receivers are really good and they're capable. So the tight end is very capable. So we got to go out and play our best game, you know, and play like we need to play. And then, you know, like we talked about, stopping a run, eliminating explosive plays, don't give up touchdowns in the red zone, and then everything else to kind of take care of itself.
Hey, Jerry, can I ask you a question about back in the day a little bit when you were the defensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills from 2001 to 2005? I just want to know, when you're game planning for the Miami Dolphins a couple times a year, what are you trying to do to stop my partner here on a Sunday afternoon? How are you trying to take Randy Mack out of the game?
Come on, man.
Hey, don't let him get behind you. Trust me, don't let him get behind you. Stop the run and put it again. We pretty much back in the day played shell, which is just like everybody else do. But I was fortunate enough to have a lot of big dogs on my side of the ball.
Yes, you were.
Sam Adams and Pat Williams. I had K.O. Spikes. I had London Fletcher. And then my secondary was just as talented. So we had Nate Clemens. Had two Ohio State guys, Nate Clemens and Antoine Winfield.
Nasty
and then
Nate.
Malloy. So
tell the name. Tell the name, Jerry. Nasty
and
Nate.
Hey, trust me, it was easy for me to just call a defense.
Call it with this Nasty Nate. Watch your knees and ankles. watch your knees and
like
ankles.
I said, it was easy for me to call a defense because you got guys out there that took it over from the field.
So you guys probably just shut him down every time then.
Really?
He gives me a hard time. I know he is.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much. Good luck on Sunday.
Appreciate you, Jerry.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming. That's Falcons assistant head coach Jerry Gray as they get set for the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday afternoon.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.